Dr. Thomas Schwenk, thanks for joining me.
Happy to be here. Thanks.
And I want to jump to the most immediate question. Why are our medical residents so vulnerable to the symptoms of depression?
I believe it's because the system is just so stressed. It's just so tightly wound. We have incredible clinical productivity pressures and incredible pressures for patients to move quickly through the system, quickly through clinic, short lengths of stay in the hospital. We put residents into that environment and expect them to function at a very high pace. They're remarkably talented and they're really, really smart, but they also have a lot to learn, and they're functioning in a system that is so tightly wound, there's just not as much time as there used to be for senior physicians to provide more guidance, to provide mentorship, to help residents learn how to cope with the many stressful experiences that they encounter. And so there's something about being a resident that's different from either being a practicing physician or being a medical student, something about the intensity of that environment that seems to confer an incremental risk for depression.
Does that lead to consequences for the profession? Are some of these medical residents dropping out or maybe cheating on their exams, things like that?
That's what's worrisome, I think, is that we do see some dissatisfaction. We see residents who are changing careers. We see residents who are dropping out of medicine. We see medical students sometimes who actually do not go on to train and have had a fabulous education, but go on to do something else. We see a pretty high level of burnout amongst physicians who are somewhat discouraged by the demands of the system and the intensity of the system. And all of that comes amongst a group of people that is incredibly dedicated, incredibly committed to helping patients and helping their communities. So there's this dissonance between what we're all trained up to do and what we all committed to doing and what we would like to be doing, and yet this incredible stress and incredible intensity that sometimes is pretty overwhelming.
Do you think that a medical resident or a doctor who is depressed or perhaps suicidal is capable of providing proper care?
I think they can. It's certainly something that can be addressed with appropriate diagnosis and treatment. But that leads to the other problem, which is that students and residents are so stigmatized by being labeled as being depressed or being labeled as needing mental health care that it keeps them from seeking care sometimes. The studies suggest that when doctors get depressed, they do something the opposite of what most people do. So when the general population gets depressed, most people will start to decline in how hard they work. They're so fatigued and so stressed and so exhausted that they tend to not fulfill their obligations as well. Doctors, interestingly, do just the opposite. They actually try to work harder. They try to work more intensely. They try to sort of work their way out of the depression. And that's a consistent finding across many studies. So I think that they can function properly. They can care for their patients well, but they're just suffering so much in the process. They're not able to care for themselves as well. They're not able to care for their families as well. And they become so focused on their practice that in the long term, it's just not healthy.
And what do you hope comes from this information? What change do you want to see?
Well, what I would like to see, in addition to the usual calls for better mental health care for physicians, I would like to see changes in the training program. I would like to see us emphasize more the building of resilience, the socialization, the professionalization, the ways that we can help residents learn in this very intense, very stressful environment so that they can cope well, so that they can deal with the demands that are placed upon them, so that they can have satisfying careers. And that's going to take time and money. It's going to take a restructuring of the experience so that there's time to have that reflection, time to have that teaching, time to have that mentorship. And that means that they can't just be thrown into these incredibly intense, incredibly demanding environments and just take off and function. We've got to have more time.
Dr. Thomas Schwenk, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much.
Dr. Thomas Schwenk is Dean for the University of Nevada School of Medicine. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Michelle Bliss.